you've been and where you're going. This is Ari's travel show, yeah. We're gonna talk about travel today. It's You Be Trippin', yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to You Be Trippin', the only podcast that's currently also in book form at Penguin Publishing. Every episode is up on its own book, available right now at the Strand Bookstore. I'm here today talking to Christina Hutchison and Corinne Fisher, two amazing comics who have their own podcast called Guys We F apostrophe ED.
You can't clap. We can't curse on this show?
I think you can. I always see it written like that.
Oh, yeah. That's because we don't want our ads getting taken down.
Yeah, that's because Apple is corny. But
social media's, you know, boundaries of what you can and cannot say anymore, they keep getting tighter and tighter.
Isn't it wild? And you're like, what?
People bleep out sex. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
the words that, or it won't get into the thing.
That's TikTok specifically is very tight, you know.
Because of Chinese?
I mean, there's a nicer way to say that, but yeah.
It's bad enough they blurred out the penetration. Yeah. Now they got to do everything. All right, guys, where are you taking us today? Where are you taking me?
Oh, we're going to Tulum, baby.
Tulum,
tourist
Mexico.
Spot. Tulum, I love it.
The basic bitch capital of the world.
It really is, right?
I was so excited. Well, because I have a friend who is, and I mean this in the most beautiful way, she is the ultimate basic bitch. And yeah. I don't have a lot of friends like that because I'm a comedian.
They're fun.
And I worked with her. She's a former stripper, and I love her. And she kept going to Tulum, and it looked incredible. And I was like, I need to live this lifestyle.
Yeah.
And so I booked a trip there. Yeah.
Speaking of trips, this trip was a couple days after you had booked this in advance.
I had booked this
with somebody else.
This was originally a trip that I had booked with my best friend.
You had a breakup?
Tommy.
No,
my best friend.
He just couldn't go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my best friend Tommy, who was, he was in a residency to become a psychologist to get his doctorate in psychology. And so he was in hospitals. And so when COVID was announced, he felt uncomfortable and like unethical leaving the country. And I was like, I don't work around anyone who needs to live or die. So I'm still going. And and I said, well, I was like, who can, go on this trip? Who can afford to go to Tulum? Who can just leave everything?
Who might kill herself if she's left alone?
Who has no one who loves her. And then
100%.
I was like, we have no one
no
who loves
dog,
us.
No dog, no boyfriend,
so we
no
just
family.
Left.
That was perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. I it was 2 days. She asked me to go to this trip a day after I had a mushroom trip that was so bad and so traumatizing because I did it with a guy that I met in the ER when I was taking my friend Justin to the ER, ironically, because he was on a mushroom trip that was bad.
You met a dude in the ER?
He's the head nurse.
And said, let's do mushrooms tomorrow?
Well, no. I met him in the ER a couple months prior, and he was a former child soldier. And I was like, ooh, tell me more, daddy. And and he had three of his fingers were bent back like candy canes. But he was the head nurse in the ER, and Justin and I were enamored by him. He looked like Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean. He had like all these earrings and jewelry on, and I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? And then we exchanged numbers, and then a couple months later, he's like, I grow my own mushrooms. Would you ever be interested in trying them? And I, at that point, had only done mushroom chocolates, very specific ones that we did at the Tool concert.
Those were pretty powerful.
But these former child soldiers grow much more powerful mushrooms, turns out.
And where I did was he a child soldier?
I forget what country he told me, but
Canada.
Probably, yeah.
No, I mean, well, because it's number one.
He's Middle Eastern, so somewhere there.
The description as a Johnny Depp lookalike is, I will say, generous. Yeah. Because I walked in and I saw this guy.
Oh, yeah, you met him.
I was like, maybe like Epcot's version.
He had scarves, and that's about it.
if by that you mean there was a red flag when I walked in, then yes.
Yeah.
It was just
we were on
Depp.
Roosevelt Island, and then he we tasted, like, we ate them. So this is the first time I did mushrooms that weren't in chocolate form. They were like the actual dried
it's
up mushrooms.
It's all the same shit though, right? It's just like what it's in?
It did not hit me that same way.
I
that
feel
the
like
did.
I
started bawling 5 minutes in, and he goes, uh-oh. Oh, this isn't good. And then when I opened my eyes and when I closed my eyes, it was still a nightmare. And I was like, I'm going to die.
Oh.
The chocolate, I feel like, is measured out more specifically, whereas with the dried ones, you're like, I just got to kind of like keep
eyeball
taking them.
Eyeball it. Yeah. I don't know how dense this is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets in your teeth. You just go like this and you just release so another fucking
too.
Level. It tastes really bad.
Yeah.
Bandit, we do this every fucking week, man. You're either in or out.
When he's out, he wants to get in.
Yeah.
Oh, Bandit.
Man, just jump up on a lap or something, dude. Okay, so then you were like, oh, let's go. I'm doing Tulum with you.
Yeah, because Corinne had, Justin had called Corinne and Wendy over and was like, I need to leave to go host a party. I don't want to leave her alone. She might kill herself, because I was like scream crying, I want to kill myself.
Yeah. And that's usually a nod that you might want to kill yourself.
Yeah. And so they came over and then it died down. We ordered pizza. We had a good rest of the evening. And then the next day, Corinne was like, hey, Tommy can't come with me to Tulum because the world seems to be shutting down. Do you want to go? And I was like, uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, you have like 2 hours to decide. But yeah. I was like, let me know. And then like 15 minutes later, I got a text. I'm coming.
Yeah,
that's I'll so be right cool. there. That's so cool.
When I was all paid for too, I was like, literally all you have to do is buy your flight. You don't have to pay for anything else. It's paid for. It's done.
Yeah.
It's such a specific, interesting time that people who are like vacationing or doing something right at the beginning of COVID. It's such a unique, it's
it'll never
hard
happen
to remember.
Again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And we got to experience Tulum in a way that I don't think anybody ever will again.
Yeah, it was so.
No one was there.
No one was there. Everyone had canceled. And so.
No one was there.
Because everyone's like, oh, fuck it. This is my world. Might be ending. I'm not going.
There was risks that we might get stuck in the country, but we're like, fucking fuck it. Who cares?
I honestly looked into it and I was like, they're not going to be like, and we're shutting down in 3, 2, 1. I was like, they're going to give you at least 12 to 24 hours. Yeah. And if so, we pack up our shit, we go to the airport and we leave.
Or get in a fucking back of a fucking U-Haul truck. That's how people get
in. Sure. Yeah. Two gals in Mexico. Fuck it.
You'll
you know
be
what
fine.
I mean?
Oh, okay.
No
yeah.
violence associated with that.
The only thing I even cared about was like, you didn't even have a dog yet. So my dog, I was like, I just can't leave forever because my dog.
Who had him? Harrington?
I guess Harrington had him. Yeah. Oh, what? Tulum, maybe. Yeah, I guess it was Harrington. Yeah.
What was the vibe there right then? Was it people?
It was the day after tomorrow vibes. Whoa. But it was like, people were like, fuck it, we're here. Let's have fun.
Yeah, the people in Tulum weren't even very, like, they weren't masky or anything like that yet. That
no
wasn't
masks.
Happening.
There was no masks in the airplane yet.
Yeah, no one knew
there was
what
no
was...
masks yet.
No masks. That's right. You couldn't even get one.
Because we didn't even know what the
no
fuck is
COVID.
No one
knew. Yeah, because here's a picture of me on the plane. No mask. Yeah. There's, I always, take a plane selfie. So that's
you
me.
You have the face mask.
No mask. I just have my eye mask on.
That's nice.
Yeah. But yeah.
Oh, this was the line in the airport for customs. Nothing.
Oh my God.
I remember taking a picture of it and I was like, what the fuck? Because I've been to Mexico before, but I've never been.
Oh my God. Yeah. There's nobody there.
It was great. So, I mean, we're having this ultimate, as people who travel a lot and often have to wait in lines and stuff, it was beautiful. Every step of the way, we're like, this is awesome.
It was the best vacation either of us will ever have.
It really was.
Because there was no people.
When we had a boutique hotel right on the water, because I had done it up. This was the first expensive vacation I've ever taken in my life.
Yeah.
And so
excited to be going.
Yeah. And so, I mean, and I got everything. I got like the dipping pool in the room.
I had one of those in French Polynesia.
Yeah.
In the room?
Yeah.
It was off the balcony.
Because I was like, that was part of the experience that I needed to have.
This is like a big Tulum landmark art. There's a lot of art.
What is it, carved out of a tree?
Yeah. And there's just no one there. So you could just take pictures with everything.
Like, yeah. That's one of the ultimate basic bitch photo spots.
Yes.
I mean, for sure. It's made for that.
Yeah. It's made. But it's gorgeous. It truly is a beautiful, beautiful place. It's not like a place that you get there and you go, this is only beautiful on Instagram. Wow. It's absolutely stunning.
Yeah.
It really is.
I'm gonna get all this from you guys
later. Yeah, for sure.
Damn. Yeah, I mean, that's the best, too, because the only problem with the beach is overcrowding.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Were there those people selling cocaine and shit there?
It was more like knitted goods and stuff, but they weren't too obsessive about it. I heard, because you said you had experience previously in Mexico where people were really aggressive.
When you get to the airport and you go to, like, your if you have, like, Corinne booked transportation to take us to the hotel.
Like privately.
Like
real bougie shit.
But I know that when you're there looking around, like they try to get you in their car and I didn't understand that the first couple times I've been in Mexico. But the third time I was like, I got this.
Yeah, it was always like necklace. You're like, no, like fold out tabletop. You're like, no, like cocaine. I'm like, what a fucking jump.
Maybe that one.
that weed.
Escalated quickly.
Yeah, they just don't leave you alone.
Yeah.
Damn. Interesting episode so far. You know what else is interesting? That I'm a stand-up comedian. And the most interesting thing a stand-up comedian can do is record a special. And that's what I'm doing April 26th in Washington, D.C. Get tickets right now at arishafir.com/tour. April 26th and 27th at the Capitol Turnaround. I believe the 27th is sold out. The first show is definitely sold out. Second show, I'm not sure. But get tickets for Friday, April 26th. I'm also going to be in Halifax. We added a second show on 4/11, April 11th. Ottawa is sold out on the 12th. Rutland, Vermont on April 13th. Huntington, Long Island, April 14th. Austin, Texas on 4/20. You know what that means. Gets toked. Damn, there's a lot of bees here. And then my special, April 26th, 27th, May 9th and 10th, I'll be in Los Angeles doing storytelling shows at the Comedy Store. Very small venue. Hurry up. Those will sell out fast. And then Australia. I got the whole tour in Australia. Starting May 17th and 18th in Melbourne. I think the 18th is sold out already. Adelaide, May 24th. Canberra, May 25th. May 31st in Brisbane. And June 1st in Sydney. And then I'm done till 2025. Hurry up and get tickets to see me live or forget it. Also, my guests, Christina and Corinne, have their own tour, the Guys We Fuck Tour. And they are in, I got this, Boston, Massachusetts tonight. Damn, these bees are big. On 4/13, 4/14, Chicopee, Massachusetts, 4/15, Washington, D.C. at the 9:30 Club where I saw Alanis Morissette before she hit big. She just had that one song. Houston, Texas, April 23rd, and Las Vegas at the Crapshoot Festival, May 20th. Now let's get back to the episode. And don't forget to subscribe here, you guys. Wherever you're watching or listening, I'm not going to start the episode for 5 seconds. So go ahead and take those 5 seconds and hit subscribe. Hit subscribe. Do it right now. 2, 1, hit subscribe, and let's go back to the episode.
Also, the cool thing, we did some touristy things. We did some excursions that we were one of the last people to climb the Mayan ruins.
Yeah.
Because they weren't going to let tourists climb them anymore.
Because people kept falling down. And as we're midway up, we go, I can see why this is extremely dangerous.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, the rocks were all broken. And like, it's just one singular rope that brings you up. And like, you know, there's 60-year-old women doing it. And you're like, this is not a good idea.
They've shut this down?
Yeah, because too many people.
Not for COVID.
Too many people fall.
Yeah, no. Because of death, I believe.
Nice
crotch
shot.
Really steep.
Thanks. I'm wearing a jumper, so.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks worse than it is.
It's pretty steep.
Whoa, you got to actually go up with a rope?
Yeah.
Well, those people tried not. What is that, time lapse?
Yeah, time lapse.
It's real, and like it's falling apart.
That's a fun one.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is us riding bikes to the.
That's jungly, huh?
Yeah. I mean, Mayan ruins,
dude,
baby.
I don't know anything about.
Dude, Mayan society is incredible. It's beautiful to learn about. I mean, it was brutal. There was a lot of we were at this ball game court, this ancient court.
Yeah, like old school basketball, basically.
Yeah, but they were played to the death. Yeah. And the basketball was concrete.
And it was sloped like a skateboarding ramp. Yeah. So on the side. So you would have to
foosball, it would like feed back in?
I guess. And so basically you just had to play until someone like passed out.
And then they would kill them?
Yeah, it was death. Yeah, we drank. Do you remember what we drank? Why
ayahuasca?
We drank this? No, it wasn't. We didn't
try. They gave it to me.
No, it was something
thing.
That a stranger mixed in the woods, and then we go. I guess we'll drink this.
And then we were in a fucking bat cave, and we were like, "Didn't COVID come from a bat?"
Yeah, we repelled into what was the actual word? Cenote. Yeah,
you're gonna know that.
Where you like dive in those?
Yeah. So we went down on a rope ladder, and then you immerse yourself in water, and then like when we're in water, he's like, "Oh, look down, and you can see the skeletons of dead bodies," and we're like, "Oh." And there's bats flying around. The thing is, so we signed up to do this excursion. It was like incredibly cheap. It was like $200, and we got privately escorted all over all day. It was just Christina, me, and like two tour guides. And then we also got like fish tacos like included in this.
Yeah, it was great.
But they didn't ask you your level of physicality before. And I, you know, you make the reservation on the phone. So like,
you assume they're gonna.
I mean, you had to be so physically fit to do this. Like, we did it, but if it had been anyone a little older or someone who didn't go to the gym, like,
or
you
like
would have died.
A bum knee, you're done.
You're fucked.
You're done.
I mean,
what is it? Just long hike and
climbing. So much. We took a boat. We did a
zip lining, climbing up and down rope ladders. You need so much upper body strength
to get. Yeah, be propelled into this cave. Yeah. It was a lot of work.
How far away from Tulum is that?
An hour?
Yeah,
so
you go deep into the
woods. Just went into a stranger's van. Bye. Yeah.
I do hate tour guide or tours, but then at some point you're like, I'm never going to be able to get to this place without it.
Yeah.
I don't want a walking tour of New York, but I will take like, oh, are you going to take me upstate to Niagara Falls? I'll go with you.
And when it's just a private tour, then they get to know you and like that you're cool, and then they'll tell you more stuff. So it'll be better.
Yeah.
You found a little spot.
Yeah.
Her eyes roll back and she's like, "All
right." Yeah, she looks like she's dripping.
What was the food like?
It was fucking delicious.
Really good.
There was no need to make a reservation anywhere because no one was at the restaurant.
All empty.
It was such the food
a lot
was incredible.
Of fish.
The drinks, the cocktails were really beautiful. There's this one fucking cocktail that I got. Like it came in a box of ice. It was so fucking cool.
Yeah, showmanship is very big in Tulum. So everything is a presentation. Sparklers, lights.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that cool?
In this box of ice?
Yeah, it like came in its own little cooler.
Wow.
The meals were so incredible.
Dude, I love a presentation.
And they were all about that. Tulum is like, Tulum is basic bitches that, you know, make money.
Because even the beach
food, they're having new casinos in Vegas for basic bitches.
Even food on the beach,
is
in a basket. We had breakfast on the beach every day in our own private cabana.
Did they make this guacamole dip like right there?
They made it like right
look
behind
us. Look at that breakfast, dude. Look at that fucking breakfast.
So you just got pampered.
Yeah. Yeah, world was shutting down and suffering.
Yeah, and so, this was the first time I had ever even, like, used the money for something not practical.
Uh-huh.
And so it was very exciting because, you know, Christine and I didn't grow up with money. So this was like...
It's like I'm like a kid with a bank account. Like,
this was an incredible experience for us. And like I've taken other people on vacations like this since who grew up rich. And like the fact that they're so not impressed by it kind of breaks my heart.
Oh, yeah. This was like...
This was like I worked so hard for this.
The born rich suck.
Yeah.
They're honestly, never impressed by anything.
They're lame as shit.
Yeah.
New money's where it's at. New money's fun as shit.
Y'all got your own forks?
Yeah.
Were there like dudes there? Could you like get into anything
like fuck?
Or flirt or anything?
No, I was still traumatized a little bit from my mushroom trip that I was like, I'm just excited to be on the shore.
All right.
Yeah, neither of us were really, I think I was still dating someone at that time and... But also, when I go on vacation, it's funny, like, men and hooking up are the last things I'm thinking of.
Interesting.
On vacation. Like, if I'm in the city, I think a lot about it a lot more. But on a vacation, I don't think I've ever hooked up with anyone on a vacation.
You just don't give a shit.
No, it's just not why I'm there. I'm there to escape real life and stress. And to me, like, men is more stress than fun.
Yeah.
I agree.
And also, Corinne and I both like the educational elements of the
love,
trip. Like,
we love
I like
facts.
Learning.
Do
I
want to
learn.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
We're
dude,
dorks.
The ancient Mayans. Like knew what was up. Yeah, and, like,
what
I wanted to
have?
Learn
they
about
had the
them.
Calendars. They had what
they
else
the calendars. They had like the like their psychedelics and how they
what?
Integrated psychedelics into their life. Like yeah.
What do you mean? How?
Oh ayahuasca. My god, ayahuasca. Yeah. But they
that's
like
the whole...
treated it like with respect. You know.
Right.
Yeah. Where is it? Up here, right?
And there was this one. So the only bathing suit when we went on this one hike, when we got propelled into this cave, I had this really slutty bathing suit from Agent Provocateur that I bought for my birthday party. Nice. And it was the only one I brought on this trip. And they're like, okay, now you guys got to change your bathing suits to get propelled down to this cave. And I was like, and I looked and I'm like, I only brought the sluttiest
titty
one.
Bikini.
And then, like, this is me. It was so much. When Corinne was saying, like, this is a physical exertion, this fucking little trip that this mini day trip we took. That's me coming out of the thing looking like a
God, you look so
melted
frightened.
Candle.
Just we were all sluttier.
That's a cenote?
Fucking bathing suit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, with the slashes on the side.
We all were like dying.
My
pussy's hanging out. And the guy's like, okay.
We were all laughing so hard because it was just like, you know when you just wear the wrong thing for what you gotta do.
Yeah, you're like, it's happening. You always want to be overdressed.
Yeah.
That's a far underdressed.
Yeah.
It was really fun, though.
What else do the Mayans do? I don't know anything about them, really, besides the calendar.
Just the ancient civilization. The calendar. The
building and playing to the death. Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of things till the death. It feels like they really had a death wish going.
Maybe
that's why they got wiped out.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, it's too much to the death. Wait, what did you hear about with the psychedelics with them? Like, what do they do and how do they incorporate
it? I just know that they had a lot of ayahuasca, like ceremonies and stuff. That's all I really knew. I was a little, like, scarred from my mushroom trip, so I was like, I wasn't inquiring much more other than what the tour guide let us know.
Yeah. But, I think when we were in the woods, maybe the brew that we were supposed to drink maybe was supposed to be, like, representative of something ayahuasca-like, but they weren't actually giving out ayahuasca, because obviously when you do that, that's a whole different...
Yeah, you're not just going to casually do it on a hike.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that we even just, like, let someone mix something up, and then, like, they're explaining what it is, but they have a heavy accent, because they're, like, a woods person. And then you're like, okay, well, we don't want to be rude.
Yeah. Isn't it wild the shit you'll do when you're traveling? If some like locals like try this, you're like, okay.
Fuck it,
but like here in New York, like hey, can I talk to you? Like, beat it.
Yeah.
Like, free samples. Fuck
Excuse
off.
Excuse me. Do you have it? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everyone was so nice. And we're like, we can't disrespect them in the woods
after
they
brewed. You're drinking out of a fucking shell of a bottomed out coconut.
That they got out of the dirt.
Truck.
Yeah. It seems really meaningful to them. So we got to go along with this.
So you have to. That's what I did in Ecuador. Somebody's like, hey, do you want the cure for COVID? We have it. So in the jungle. And we were like, we can't.
They did? They claim to.
We're like, how are you going to like, no, I'm good. Like, you can't do that. You'd have to be saying, I don't respect
claim.
You.
Right.
I don't think you're like as developed as me. So no.
Yeah. It was
the only
like
way to say no, which is the cure for the worst thing in the world.
Right. It wasn't a shot. It was just a drink.
It was just a drink.
Oh, thank God.
Boy. Shitty, awful drink.
Okay. Did it make you puke?
It'll make you forget about COVID, maybe.
No.
They gave us a bottle of it. They weren't trying to sell it. They just gave it a, like a, and it's like, take a bottle cap of this every morning and you won't get it.
Oh, wow. They really believe. Jesus.
Yeah, okay. We did it.
All right.
We didn't get it.
Okay.
So we came back.
Nice.
We ran out of juice. Yeah, they had in the museums in down there, they were saying how like shamans for ayahuasca were like on the level of warriors.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
They're
yeah.
just spiritual warriors.
And yeah, because they guide you to like your past lives or your future lives or wherever the fuck this trip takes you. Yeah.
God, it's crazy. They had that level of that there. And when were Mayans? Pre-Jesus?
That's a great question.
Yeah, Post-Jesus? Pre-Jesus.
I think so. No, I'm but not a historian.
That
so
could be the name of this episode.
I'm talking
when
out
were
my
Mayans?
Ass.
Because we're not really sure.
I don't know, but they didn't have a lot of tools. They had to build shit with the, like they had to like carry these rocks,
a lot of rock
like, on their backs.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're akin to like the Native Americans with in yeah.
Do they say how they built the pyramids on like Egypt, where they're just like who knows?
No, they just did a lot of carrying.
Wow.
Yeah, like they were fucking strong. That's why this basketball game that they played, the basketball was made out of concrete.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean?
The
basketball
ball
itself? I think you meant the floor.
No. The ball.
Well,
yes,
both.
That too. But the ball was actually
also
concrete. Yeah.
And they just had a
and you had to throw it in a basket. Yeah, it's wild.
No. Like a large shot put, I would explain it as.
Yeah.
Dribbling must not have been a
no.
I guess not. I don't think that was
invented part
yet.
Of the game.
Yeah.
But they fought to the death in this basketball type game.
Damn.
Yep. And it was an
People
honor
to
die. They were honored to die.
To some of these systems, is like.
Yeah, they really tricked
you.
You guys suck. Yeah. What tips would you give people going there? It's hard because you weren't there in a normal
go
time.
Go during a pandemic.
Yeah. Go right as the world is shutting down because of a global pandemic is for sure. There was a lot of...
Excursions sounds like one.
Excursions are great. They were cheap as shit. They were really cheap.
Yeah.
Get a bike, I would say. Like if that's Christina...
Get a bike. That's a good
I would
one.
Have never... like they, you know how hotels always say, like, you can use our bikes? I always scoff at that because I'm not a bike girl. But Christina was very into the bike thing. And if she wasn't there, I wouldn't have taken the bike. But I'm so glad that we did.
Yeah.
Except for the one time when we tried to bike at night and then we quickly panicked and we're like, we're going to get taxied.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no
we're going to die.
We were going to die.
We were going to die in the woods.
Yeah. But overall, biking around the town was the smartest way to travel because the roads, like people are going both ways, beeping at each other. Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem safe and it doesn't even seem fast. So it's not like more productive
to
take.
Yeah. And where we were in Tulum is like the best. We were right on the beach. So there was this just one dirt road with all of the hotels, all of the boutique shops, all the restaurants. Apparently in Tulum, there's like a more city area that we did go to.
I went to it. You were mostly getting, I think, like some kind of a
massage
done.
Yeah,
and I walked
massages.
Around the actual town of Tulum where the people
that's
who,
the business area of it?
That's the people who are actually native to Tulum. They live there.
Yeah.
And so it's like, you know, they're selling goods. But honestly, the goods are just as expensive and the town's just not as nice. So I said, you're going to say,
don't even go.
The thing about, well, it was nice to walk around for one night, but like compared to the more, like Soho-y area of Tulum, it's just like it seems more generic Mexico.
Yeah.
And like and also everything's just as expensive. So if you're gonna spend a crap ton of money,
might as well
go to the
beach.
Bougie part.
Yeah.
And I'm not even like a person who loves bougie stuff, but it was
half of it's you want bargains. You'll be like, oh, I got this
exactly.
nice shirt for $1.
Yeah, no, and you're not getting that there. Everything is so expensive.
There is bargaining there?
Wasn't there bargaining on the beach?
Yeah, I mean, you could bargain. I mean, the people selling, like, you know, on the beach, that wasn't as expensive. But, like, the shops that looked very, like, kind of run down that you think would be cheap, just as expensive. I mean, spending hundreds.
I got a notebook with a painting of Donald Trump on the front in clown makeup, and it was, like, $25.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, this is hilarious.
So right. It is hilarious. Yeah, you'd expect that to be $2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Or exactly. With something where it's like, this is funny, a beach thing.
Yeah. You're going to spend a lot of money.
They gouge.
Damn, that's interesting because you think Mexico, you think like
Mm-mm.
poor.
No, you're going to spend
no,
a lot
they know,
of money.
They know Americans got the paper.
It's extremely
it
expensive.
It is the tourist spot of Mexico. Almost.
I would say Cancun is.
Cancun, you're right. Cancun
is like, newer. Ugh. Tulum, yeah, exactly.
On people's like radar.
Well, Tulum became the place where people who hang out in, you know, Soho or Beverly Hills, I feel like, go. Yeah. And so it was kind of like, it was just not a place that I would have gone. But again, inspired by a friend who lives a much different lifestyle than I do.
It's like Cancun is like the, I'm in college or I just finished spring college, break. My spring break. And there's this new class of like 31-year-old professional woman and man who are like, I don't want to
like
stay
a private cabana.
Eight to a fucking room.
Yeah.
You know, I want to just, I have some money. I make 60 grand a year. Can we just go on a vacation?
Yeah. Tulum is for like men who wear fashionable hats.
Yeah. 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 That's
and like a bracelet.
Yeah. Yeah. Leather laptop bag.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Was it dangerous? Did you feel danger when you were there?
Not a one bit.
No.
Interesting. Not a one goddamn bit.
Only when we went on the bikes at night, but that was our own
fault. Yeah, that was our own doing. But the tour, even when we went like an hour outside to go to the, to hike the Mayan ruins, like that was really cool. I love seeing like, Mexico. Like, what's the rest of it look like? Because these resorts are like in their own little world, right?
It's not part of anything.
And then you look at people's houses and you're like, oh, your roof is like half there. Okay, shit.
Yeah.
That shit's weird, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then you realize tourism is such a big industry.
Exactly. So then you convince yourself not to feel bad about it because you're pumping money into the economy.
I'm helping their economy.
I mean, you are.
And they're also the same. You are. To be happier with little. And you're like, fuck, this is a nice, that's a nice spiritual way to live life. Like,
that's
it was
true.
Nice.
Mexico, people really seemed happy.
So fucking happy. Our tour guide was the sweetest fucking guy. Yeah. And he had two kids and a wife. Like, he was lovely. He had the best stories to tell us. And he was a dope guy.
But that's like what you're saying, where it's like, if those people grew up with even less money than you.
Oh, 100%.
So like,
Yeah. And they're just happy to have tour season.
Damn, that sounds pretty fucking cool. What was the weather like when you were there?
It's perfect.
Perfect.
I don't even think it rained once.
Yeah, I don't think it rained either.
And when we did get out in time, I think like the airport shut down a couple days after we got
back.
Yeah,
it was like 1 or 2 days later the border shut down.
Were you like, I remember talking to one of you then or texting.
Yeah, you were. You did because I think you were thinking of maybe going. You texted
maybe,
one of us.
I was like, what's going on there?
And
it was like,
absolutely not a goddamn thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds fucking.
And there
perfect.
Were all these brand new restaurants that opened in Tulum, and I'm like, damn, this is we are
empty.
Yep.
And the great thing was we were still trying to be responsible, and most of the restaurants are outdoors or have a really
before
like,
they knew about that though.
Yeah, but that's just because how Tulum is set up because you want to be outdoors because it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And so we were just like, okay, well, we won't go to like any nightclubs or like anything that is completely closed, and we were able to do the whole time without ever going to a fully enclosed place, and neither of us got COVID on that trip.
At this point, I don't even know that we knew it was airborne. Did we? Like, I don't know.
We did know that we shouldn't be in tight spaces. We knew that because I remember like discussing there was like a karaoke night or something that we passed, and we're like, oh, we probably shouldn't go to that.
Yeah,
because it's like,
a mic.
You know, like, yeah, and it's like
sharing
in a closed bar.
Was a big thing.
It felt like not a good idea, so we didn't do that.
Yeah, remember those innocent days?
So many different things.
And then the
swap
masks
out mics.
Happened, and you're like, a mask?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. What is this mask
Why?
Thing?
I thought you said it's not airborne.
Yeah.
It was so different so many times. Yeah. Did what was the beaches like? Was still water or like
holy
choppy
shit.
Or like?
It was
up here, right? It's in the Gulf.
Yeah, yeah, it was warm. It was like bath water, crystal clear bath water. There was a lot of seaweed and a lot of like it was. I should have brought water.
Yeah,
shoes.
I didn't spend that much time in the water because I feel like it wasn't like the water. It wasn't that super like pleasant. I don't remember a lot of people being in the water. I mean,
no,
there wasn't a lot of people
really?
There.
It was just people like on the beach.
Because the cabana was so nice and the sun was so perfect and warm. So we were just sitting in that. And then this guy behind us was like, you guys are going to get really bad sunburn.
Oh,
and we just got mad for a strange man for talking
don't
to us.
Don't tell me what to do, sir.
Because he was just a random white guy also on vacation.
Yeah,
it wasn't
like
a person from Tulum. Because if it was a person from Tulum, we would have been like, okay.
Yeah.
But it was just a guy not minding his own business. And we're like, we left town so we didn't have to deal with you.
With you, you idiot. This is the beach. This is where you were.
Yeah.
Damn, it does look nice with nobody.
And just a coconut water out of a coconut. Like, fuck me.
Yeah.
Fuck me up.
Damn. And so it was one of those where they just come around and be like, oh, some fries, please.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like a wait staff when you're in a cabana.
Oh, do they have that? A lot of random dogs?
A lot of
beach
dogs.
There were
some dogs. I like that.
Yeah. Remember that when you used to play with random beach dogs? Wasn't that your favorite? And you run off like
beach
an hour
dogs.
Away and you come running back.
I was
back.
Like, be careful. There's going to be some nudes in there, so I don't know where they're coming. All right.
I'll stop as soon as I see them.
I'll stop as soon as I see them.
I'll stop. Take a screenshot. Send it to me.
Conserve el espacio.
Yeah, I love taking pictures of like
a
can
of
soda that's
things.
Not
too.
There.
There's a lot of things on the rooftop. So a lot of the places, even on the beach, they had a lot of treetop shit. So a lot of
jungle
stores.
The whole way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because there was that one boutique where you bought
Damn.
Something and then the lady was like, do you want to climb to the roof?
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you standing on?
It was just like a giant tree fort.
Yeah, there was a ladder in the shop, and you could climb up the ladder in the shop.
Oh, yeah.
And again, it felt...
These are all the things you could buy at the pharmacy there.
Yeah, it felt like killers. A thing that, like...
If I was addicted to painkillers, oh, I would have the best time of my life.
Painkillers, diet pills, Sostanon, what is that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Amoxicillin, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's
it's,
an antibiotic.
That's just like regular antibiotic, yeah.
Motrin, why even
listen? Gives
that?
A shit, yeah.
Cialis, Soma, that's a good fun
What's
one.
Soma?
Soma's a downer, I think. Oh. You're supposed to take it with like a couple drinks and then really
I
get,
wish I had
really
known this stuff.
Yeah.
Really get close with
they
suicide.
They were big in San Diego. Yeah, back then. Yeah. Z-Pack, that's for food disorder. Not food disorder.
That's like if you have a cold coming on and you take a Z-Pack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my friend's really big into those. See, when I'm so in other countries, Retin-A. I just get like medicine for like UTIs Altrix. And yeast infections yeah. because usually you have to go to the OBGYN for that.
Human growth hormone.
Yeah. Oh.
Hey, American Express accepted.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn. It's funny. Dude, I took Z-Packs for that. I remember they're selling like when you have like upset stomach, not upset, but like food poisoning.
Oh, you can do one a day for 3 days. Too.
And then Joe List got it when he was visiting me in Ecuador. And I was like, oh, I have a Z-Pack. You should take that one a day. And then he got home and his doctor was like, never listen to Ari. No, that was not, you should not have done that.
That's so
oh, really?
Funny.
Did it fuck him up?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't think that's for stomach. I think that's for cold.
Yeah. Was,
in the future, just don't go to your comedian friends for medical treatments.
For all your wellness needs.
Damn.
Also, the Mayans way. Were very little. So this is one of
really?
The tunnels. This is one of the tunnels. They were like short and tiny.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You ever hear of psychogeography?
No.
It's
what's that?
It's something that makes you move around a place.
Oh.
And so if it's like history is one of the things, you know, I want to learn about the
Oh, this was the basket. This was one of the baskets for the game.
Wait,
it looked like
it's
a, it actually,
on, it's on a, on it's, a pyramid.
Yep. It's on, it's the whole game is played on a slant and you have to get the ball through that thing.
So
it looks like a Ouija board thing.
Is
like
the,
a,
is the course, whatever the field up there or is it down here and
it's,
you got to run up?
It's like a skateboard ramp.
Exactly.
Almost.
So most people would be on the bottom here.
Bottom and on the sides.
You run up the
sides.
You're running
you
up the sides.
Try to throw
and,
concrete
yeah.
through this
yeah.
fucking.
And there's guards. There's like a, you know, the.
There's got to be strategy.
Guard. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Damn, that I would want them to put one of those games on. Like not to the
I know,
death, but
I know.
Like, I want
to
see how it's played.
Yeah.
How long are you guys there for?
5 days?
Yeah, five about five
I think.
Days. Yeah.
Was that enough time or not really? It must have been every day we were like, should we go home today? Should we go home today?
Kind of.
It's getting worse. You must have been hearing
it
reports.
It was fun to watch everyone freak out from Tulum.
Yeah, we weren't. I felt a little bit guilty, but we weren't.
I did not.
But we weren't.
guilty for what? What are you going to do? Come home and help?
You
your presence makes it worse for everybody.
You know what? I did feel guilty, so I started buying people groceries from the hotel
she did,
room.
That's right.
I bought people like $5,000
yeah.
in
yeah.
groceries.
People from
she
America?
Did. Yeah.
Yeah, like people who didn't have money.
I mean, I was going to do it anyway, but I was like, I can't
Street
just
dogs.
Justify this. So I did start doing some charity work.
That's nice.
But
I had no guilt, zero.
But also, I think 5 days was enough because I don't know, like, you know, when you're like, when it's a real relaxing vacation. We saw everything, though. And also, we didn't need as much time because everything took less time because there was no one there.
Oh, right. Yeah. So no lines.
Exactly.
Right. Zero lines.
What is this?
Yeah, that's... so this is like an altar type thing for a ceremony.
That's in
that's
the jungle.
When
I picture
the...
Tulum, I picture the beach, but it seems like it's right next to the jungle.
Well,
it's
so
jungle
this is
beach.
Where the Mayan ruins are. But yeah, it's jungle and beach. The jungle leads up to the beach.
Can I just say how fucking great the iPhone is?
Yeah, it is.
These
it's
are the
awesome.
Best pictures
yeah,
I've ever seen
great.
In my life.
Yeah. Yeah. And then apparently this was crocodile infested waters that they wanted us to kayak.
You did, though.
Yeah.
You
yeah, we did.
It.
Yeah.
Did you see any crocs?
No. I was bummed, but we saw a lot of wild monkeys.
Yeah, there was a lot
so
of monkeys.
Freaking cute.
Did you see the howler monkeys? The ones that really
look at that
get
dick.
Loud?
I saw the howler the ones in Costa Rica. I don't know if we saw them in Tulum.
The dick is kind of an innie. The balls are.
It's like a guy's dick.
Yeah. It's like a guy's dick.
It looks like a guy's dick.
It's almost like we're related.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of dick and ball shots of monkeys.
Would you, if you had to go, would you go back? First of all, I guess.
Man, I really enjoyed it.
I love it, but I would just go to a new place because that's always my thought. I want to go back to a new place.
Yeah.
And then I went to the trip I went on after because COVID was still happening. And so you don't have a lot of options. I went to Costa Rica the year after for my birthday a year ago. And then going to Costa Rica after going to Tulum, I think I would I would probably go back to Costa Rica, because number one, Tulum would never be as good, because I could tell I could tell by the description of the people that go to Tulum that I would have absolutely hated them. So it really worked out. And then going to Costa Rica is just a little, it has a very similar feel to Tulum, but is a lot more focused on animals and wildlife.
Costa Rica, it's all about nature.
And so to me, and that's why I went. And so to me, if I was going to go back to a similar place, I would probably go to Costa Rica. But Tulum, I have truly perfect memories of.
Yeah. Also, it's like you're never going to beat that time there.
You're not
This
gonna.
Is one of the things. I took a screenshot of this post from Instagram while we were in Tulum, because no one knew what COVID was yet. People Magazine. And it was just this old man in a old folks home on the other side of the window. Looks like his kid. In order to protect her grandfather's health, this granddaughter had to get creative when it came to telling her about her engagement. Tap the link in our bio for the full story. And we're just reading all these pictures of like people not being able to, you know, be together. And I'm like, can I get my pancakes now in Tulum? Thank you. So that was a little weird.
Dude, I did the same thing when I was in Ecuador during January 6th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and I'm lying in a hammock smoking a cigar, and all of a sudden my phone starts blowing up. Like, are you seeing this? I'm like, what do you mean, like this? So this great scenery?
Yeah.
And like, no, I'm like,
the best time of my life.
You just hear people screaming, but it doesn't go in?
Yeah, right.
Was it like that? Where you're like, I can feel you guys are upset. Yeah. I'm not feeling it.
I am thousands of miles away.
I just knew that I was going to have to go back to real life, and I was like, I'm here. I got to enjoy this while I'm here.
Yeah.
And
it was great. Great food, great nature, great educational experiences.
Yeah. Damn. And I was coming off like a really, like Christina was going through it. I was just like, I was really like burned out, I think, by that time, which is why I ended up enjoying the quarantine so much, because I just had so much on my plate. And I remember like a couple days before we left, I was looking at my workload and I'm going, I don't know how I'm going to get all of this done. I just don't know how physically I'm going to get all of this done. And then I go, I don't have to do any of it now.
It was so great. It just made everyone take a vacation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was so necessary.
You didn't have the feeling of like, well, I'll fall behind. You're like, now you won't.
And you can't have FOMO if you tried, because nothing was happening.
Nothing,
that's
except
what I loved
Mark
about
Norman's
it.
Touring schedule. Was chock full of dates.
Well, in retrospect, I was like, oh, I guess I could have been becoming maniac. TikTok famous, but I'm glad I didn't know the time, because it forced me to take a break. So.
Yeah. Why not? I mean,
yeah. you could have used the quarantine.
We could have really
TikTok
been
famous.
Making some videos, but it's fine.
Hindsight, man, you know?
I truly remember the quarantine as it's one of the best like periods of time in my adult life. That
honestly,
I was able
same.
To spend.
Because then
same.
Right after we got
also
back from
same.
Tulum, I got a puppy. And I was like, this is the best.
Yeah, there were so many people. As long as you're not one of those people who are like, I did it for 6 months, I'm giving it away. There was a flood of people going like, actually,
yeah, that was terrible.
Quarantine's over. You can have this back.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah. Those people should be sedated.
Well, surrendering animals is also big like during the holiday time, because a lot of people get gifted animals. That's why I'm like,
oh my God,
I always post
animals?
Like,
you
do not.
Ask.
Yeah, that's a heads up gift.
You can't give someone an animal.
My brother keeps saying my sister or her kids want a dog. And we're like, Mike, let's just get her one.
Yeah,
and
they want one.
Yeah, and he's like, you can't. She'll be so mad. She's either going to have to give away this dog, or she's gonna be forced to take care of it.
Yeah,
like it has to be her decision.
Yeah. It's a big decision. It's a living thing, right, Bandit?
Are there any guys? Are you guys have any recommendations for if people go there, like what to do or
get massages? They're really cheap and they're really spiritual and they're really into like, you know, Reiki.
That's
and
true.
Healing and stuff. I had like some, you know, they have like healers that work at these massage places, these spas, and they are the most beautiful spas I've ever seen in my entire life. Just perfectly manicured, like inner peace is their vibe in Tulum, and you can get massages for good rates.
Yeah, and also like talk to the concierge, because they really their recommendations were really good. Mm-hmm. And normally I don't like other people telling me what to do, but here I think like they just seem to give a shit more.
At least you can ask for that. I did that once in, I forget where it was, so French Polynesia. That's mm-hmm. where I was like, ooh. Are there any good restaurants around here? Like, yeah, if you go down that road, like 30 minutes is the restaurant we all go to.
Yeah.
You can also say
always
no to the recommendation,
locals.
But like,
of course,
they might know a good spot.
Yeah.
If they're not on the take. Wait, how much were the quanto cuesta? Massages.
About $80. It wasn't
$80?
And it was like a luxury massage.
Yeah, it was a really nice facility.
Because
you went back. You went two times.
Yeah, I went twice.
I went the first
like,
night with her.
I'm never
so
going to get something
to
this high quality, this low price.
Well, you got some kind of a sound healing.
Yeah,
the next
I got a
day,
sound
right?
healing.
What does that mean?
I just laid in this hammock while she just had crystal healing bowls, and she just, you know, you rub the outside of the bowl with a wand, and it makes this like this noise that just brings you to your knees. Like it's so peaceful.
Really?
Yeah, people's
yeah.
intentions feel better when they're not speaking the same language that you speak. You
true.
Know, so these
what
could have
mean?
Been the worst people in the world, but like it
they
just sounded like
me.
They were
like,
doing nice things awesome. Because they were speaking.
They
Spanish.
Seemed pure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seemed more healing.
Damn, that's cool. You got a bunch of them. Getting a massage right after a massage is a baller move.
Yeah, it is.
It's a high level move.
It goddamn is. And I was like, you know what? I got to feel better. Let's put some paper on it.
Jeff Keith told me he went to, I think it was Jeff Keith. That is somebody else. But he said he went to like Thailand or something like that. And it was like, he got a massage and they're all like $10 there on the beach.
Oh, wow.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then he goes next day, like, massage. Like, no, no, I got one yesterday. And they're like, massage? And he's like, oh, yeah, right. Yeah, for sure. Sure. And he goes, every day. It was like, you ready for me? So why would you not?
That's incredible.
Yeah, it's the cheapest massage you'll ever get.
Yeah, and I needed human touch. Like, I hadn't been dating anybody, and I just went through that, like, major traumatizing mushroom trip, and I was like, I need someone to touch me in a gentle way, but that's not sexual.
That's true. That's true. Perfect.
Can I ask you separately? Tangent. This is the section of this podcast where we tangent.
Okay.
When's the next time you did mushrooms after that?
Like 6 months.
6 months later. Yeah, yeah. And then you were like, I'm ready to go back in.
Yeah.
Were you nervous the next time?
Nah. It was great. It was great. I because I now I have these, the chocolates that I have, I'm very used to them. I know exactly what to expect. And I've done them. There's this, the person I'm seeing now, I do the mushroom chocolates with him a lot. And we know what we're in store for. We know there's like 10 minutes of like, whoa. And then we're off to the races. Let's paint. Let's fucking,
wow.
Let's make pottery. Let's do some crafty shit.
You do pottery on mushrooms?
Yeah, like clay.
That's great. That concludes the section of the episode where it's a tangent. Okay, let's get back to Tulum.
Good tangent, Ari.
Thanks. Would you tell anybody to stay away from anything? Like, don't do this, don't eat this type of food, you know, anything.
I got sick one day, but I think it was just like the normal, like if you, I did throw up one day, but I don't know what it was from. It might have been from like, I throw up pretty easily though. So I think it was like,
do
I was drinking like,
if you cough so much, do it right now.
I can't do it on demand.
Look right in Ari's eyes.
And like, my eyes will make
fresh,
it touch.
Yeah. I think it was like fresh beet juice. Cause I'm very into fresh beet juice. And so, you know how sometimes maybe like the fresh fruits and vegetables don't sit with you well in another country. So I did, I just like felt it coming. I like left my cabana. I was like, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Went, threw up in the room, which was, you know, a hop, skip it, a jump it away. And then I was like, I feel better. Yeah. And then I went back and sat in the sun again.
And we both slept in the same bed. So we were really like, the poop schedule was great.
Yeah, because this is a really beautiful hotel, really set up for people going,
like couples,
you know, couples, and it's a huge bed. So
God, that was the cutest move I've ever seen. Bandit. That was so cute.
Show Christina some attention.
Yeah, because I was just going to stay with my best friend anyway. So it was like a big bed, and it was like one of those rooms where like
that's female privilege.
It was booked for my male best friend. He's gay though.
The two dudes can't do that.
Oh, I mean, you could. You could just get past yourself.
Oh, yeah,
you don't do it on the road.
Oh yeah, sure. We'd be fucking. We'd have to keep it quiet forever.
Keep it quiet.
We would get tortured.
Oh my God, really?
Oh well, hey, you and Reggie gonna
for
sleep next
poor,
to each other again
for being gay?
No, I've heard of some guys on the road, like when they really don't have any money, like having to share a bed. Yeah,
it's just not doable.
Because I mean, you have to remember, for the first part of our career, we were sharing rooms.
All
the time, and even if we sometimes sharing beds, mostly two double beds, but you know, sharing rooms a lot.
Sharing rooms with separate beds. I do remember that too, where it's like, hey, you can open, but like, I can't afford. I'll get a place with two beds.
I'm out money if I get you a separate room.
I still do that with my feature if it's a really low-paying gig, because I'd rather bring her than not bring her, but I was like, I can't lose money on this gig, you know?
Yeah.
Or I have to make some money. And also, honestly, it's like fun. It's just like hanging out with a sister.
I roomed with Bert once, the last time we did Sober October. We're going to go to the Joker's Cruise the next day. So we're in New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
And then we're breaking our sobriety. And we're drinking. Oh. I was like, let's just get a room.
You're
going to sleep.
You have to shit and barf at the same time.
I did barf at night when he was sleeping. And he slept through it.
Honestly, I went on vacation with a guy I was seeing a couple years ago. And we went to we were in the Catskills. And we took Molly, but it was like this pure liquid Molly. And I had never taken it in that form before.
Really?
And it was way too strong for me. And so I spent my birthday projectile vomiting and then like just diarrheaing. And he was like, but honestly, like
it was a
bonding moment.
Aww. And plus you're on Molly. So you're like, ooh, I feel so warm.
It was also someone who like was like, they was like, you know when like someone likes you so much that you're like, I can take a shit and it's not going to change anything.
That's the best. That's insurance.
That's a Hallmark card.
Shit insurance is a great hallmark of a relationship.
It was that level. So I was like, I'm good. We're fine.
Damn. I'm trying to think what else to tell me about Tulum. What'd you guys get into every day? Did you just hung the beach or?
Yeah, beach every morning. Like I remember like setting my alarm like for pretty early, because then I would just get up and lay down on the beach.
Yeah.
As soon as the sun came up, because why not?
When you're in another country, it's almost like you're tired, like, well, go take a nap out there.
Exactly.
Right, exactly.
Get going and then get your coffee.
Yeah, and the whole front of the hotel room, you know, is open basically. So as soon as you open it in the morning, like, it's like you're on
fresh
the beach.
Air.
The only thing you had to walk past to get to the beach from our room was a
Another
beautiful
room.
Pool.
Yeah.
So you're like, oh, I have to walk past our private pool to the bigger pool for everyone and that no one was ever in because there was no one else in the hotel.
Oh, and I remember the fucking snacks that came with the room were so delicious.
We ate
all of them.
I don't remember them. Maybe you ate them all.
Salty, cinnamon, sugary.
Ooh.
And I'm not I love snacks. I don't usually love sugary stuff, but oh my, I think I ate all of them.
You probably did. I can't snack as much because I have to be like so careful about my weight, but yeah.
I snacked.
I ate a lot of vegetables.
But one tip
I
would say is go to like a convenience store or a drugstore to get snack. Cause like I'm an in the middle of the night snacker because I smoke weed. So, and I did smuggle marijuana.
I
smuggled it because I don't want to try to find
vapes
marijuana.
Or flour?
Flour.
Wow, you smuggled
flour. You roll in a tampon and with tea bags. Oh, I'm so good at that.
Yeah, tea bags eat the smell up.
Yeah. And then you put it by all these tampons and the security's like, ugh, okay.
Does the weed smell like the tea? Does it like pull in the
smell?
Yeah,
when I take the weed back out, yeah, it smells like a little bit like green tea.
But that's fine.
But tea smells nice.
Yeah. It smells nice. Actually, it's a good thing to do with grass.
Yeah, so bring your own weed.
But if you get caught smuggling weed into Mexico,
wait, was I with you? Was this trip where we were in the back of a truck? Did we drive in the back of a truck at all? Just another Mexico trip that I was in.
Well, I think it was a pickup truck or van that we were in? Because like, there was the two tour guides, the male and the female.
Yeah, well, we were in the van when we did the caves and the Mayan ruins. Did we do one excursion or two?
I can't remember.
I want to dive in those cenotes. I want to see
it's amazing.
It's really cool.
It's wild. Like, to know that there's like bones of dead people under you, but then there's all these bats and and the only way you can get to the cave is propelling down.
Wow.
Maybe bring your own scuba diving equipment. Well, it's not scuba diving because you just peek up under enough that you can, you know, hold your breath. You're not going so deep.
They give you like snorkeling gear.
But you should maybe, like, I couldn't really see through the
rentals.
The things that they gave me. Yeah. Because you know how like it has to like suck to your face just right so you can see it. So maybe bring your own goggles that fit well.
I would also say water shoes because the ocean was great, but the bottom floor of the ocean, there's a lot of shells and a lot of rocks, and I feel like I could have had a much better, more relaxed time had I had water shoes.
Oh, this is a good tip.
That's a good tip.
Water shoes, I feel like, used to be very cool. I used to get them at Bradley's when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And they went out of style, but I think they are
it's really like stopping us for exploration. Yeah.
It's water like those Skechers toe shoes, but you wear them in the ocean.
That should be one of those where it's like, what do I need to know about Tulum? It's like, oh, bring water shoes. You won't enjoy the water as much if you have to like walk on the hard shells.
Yep. Yeah. And then also like really, pack like you're going to do some physical activity.
Sneakers and workout
gear.
Americans
like underestimate, like even in when I was in the rainforest in Costa Rica, I wish I had like an actual hiking boot.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because
when
I think athletic, I think Reeboks, but like,
you need
muddy and it's like, Paragon.
Fucking
rocks.
Hiking boot.
Yeah. You need actual.
I was gonna do REI is usually the best, but like I was gonna go hike one of those ones in Zion where you hike like underwater the whole time.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and I was like, what shoes do I need? They're like open toed sandals will do, but like with a good cushion. I was like, okay. And then I was like read a thing on that and they go, definitely not open toed. You'll stub your toe. Yep. And I was like, show them that, like, oh, I guess I'm wrong. I'm like, can you help me?
REI.
All right, fucking... REI, your fucking reputation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
How is the fresh juice?
Amazing.
Like the tropics, dude.
I love beet juice, and it was so good. I was like, I'll drink it. I don't even care if that's what made me sick. I'll drink it again. It's so good.
Yeah,
the food was really fucking
fresh.
It's just flavor. That like the pineapples, you have those down there?
Yeah, and they also like included like
coconuts.
Jicama and everything, and I love jicama.
What's jicama?
It's the white one that has kind of like the crunchiness of... like the inside of a radish, maybe it tastes like I would explain it like.
Interesting.
I love jicama. Yeah.
Yeah. Even when we were on the excursion we were hiking the ruins on the way back, like in the middle of the trip from the hotel to the thing, on the way back to the hotel, we stopped at like a side deli, like a deli, Mexico's version of a deli, and the food was so fucking good.
That's a delicious fish tacos. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you like ceviche,
fish tacos were incredible.
They're ceviche fresh, is a good place.
Fuck, I'm hungry.
I mean, it's a good place
ceviche.
To eat.
Yes.
If you're into ceviche.
Garvey.
Yeah.
I am. What, right now?
Yeah, right now.
We're done
I want
in 10
this
minutes.
Food again.
Yeah. Yeah, tacos, I'm glad that's there. Because you can see some tourist spots where like, oh, we don't actually do the local food. We just do like tourist food.
And they had like, the one of the restaurants we went to, they had like different types of cuisine. I don't know if it was like a Thai restaurant.
Yeah, we
like,
went to, what was it? Was it
Middle Eastern?
Indian? It was like some kind of Middle Eastern meat.
Yeah.
Because it was really ostentatious inside. It was beautifully decorated.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you got, but you got sick in that one.
Oh, did I?
Yeah,
really?
Such a sensitive stomach.
And the weird, and so the weird annoying thing is, you can't flush toilet paper.
Oh yeah,
so you're just shitting.
You have to shit and put the
and putting it in a way.
Oh my God, that's a great tip. Just know when
just
you
know.
Go, bring butt wipes.
Bring butt wipes is the new tip for Tulum.
Butt wipes, because you're going to have to throw them in the, do not throw them in the toilet, because you're going to fuck up all their plumbing.
And you feel so disgusting because you're wiping your ass
and putting it like, in a fucking
that someone else has to clean
basket.
Out. And it's gross.
And there wasn't
so
even
bad.
Like a bag
you feel
in
so
the wastebasket.
Bad for them. It's just an empty, and it's just like shit. And you have to cover it in like 20 different.
Sorry.
You're like, is there even a tip jar or something here that I can contribute? Because yeah. This is awful.
Some kind of air tightness?
Yeah.
This was the Middle East or Mediterranean restaurant. This was like the entryway to it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It was really beautiful, yeah. They had these ornate dried flowers. It was like a hallway of dried flowers.
Do you have a picture of your shit toilet?
No.
Yeah, shit paper?
This was one of the recommended places from the concierge, and I'm very glad that we went here. Because the food was good even. Because I think we just ended up each getting sick one time. But
that's
I mean, I think it was not necessarily because of any specific thing. Just, yeah. You know, probably drinking like... You know, because you're not supposed to drink the water, but obviously like, you're brushing your teeth. Like, they
in
didn't
the
say
ice.
Anything against it.
Yeah, and ice. That's right. You can't brush your teeth. You're not supposed to brush your teeth with the water.
You're not, but they don't say anything, and then you forget.
Wait, are you allowed to drink water there or not?
Well, they give you bottled water. Like,
so
the room
gave
you bottled
not
water.
To.
But they don't make a big deal about, like, oh,
they do
don't
the
use
Ramada
the
here,
faucet.
Too.
The thing is, like, our cocktails had ice in them, and I'm like, is bottled water ice? I guess it is.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it is.
And then they don't, like, it's like, it feels like, okay, well, you should remind people.
Constantly.
Because obviously, like, I'm going to put my toothbrush under the water here.
God,
if that little can fuck you up, it's like, you got to tell people.
Yeah.
Bandit,
your gut biome, 10
minutes,
man.
Bro.
Your gut biome is really sensitive. I forgot about having to wipe your ass and then put the toilet paper.
Dude, I was in a
of
place.
Your chunky, poopy toilet paper in a wicker basket with no bag. And I'm like,
girl,
I'm so sorry you got to clean this up.
I always found they surprisingly don't smell out of the basket that much.
It is. Yes, I agree.
Like, how
but
could
like,
it not?
If you have a nasty poop.
Yeah.
That's like messy.
You get a chunk. Yeah. Like, you get a thick.
You get a little turd on it.
Fucking fudge.
Yeah, Christina walked back like she had come back from war. And I go, oh no, what happened in that bathroom?
I wasted two rolls on my ass.
Girl, are you okay?
Yeah. Man, when you poop and you wipe and there's nothing there, you're like, yes.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That's a lucky one.
That's a light
at the end
of the tunnel.
I used to take it with me in places. I didn't want to like throw it out in places where people are going to be. So I would just like really like wrap it around
it up like
and then
pad.
Take it to an outside trash can.
Oh man.
Yeah. Like a pad. Yeah, exactly.
God damn.
I'm just too embarrassed about it, by bodily fluids.
Yeah. Well, I mean, sometimes you get a chunky poop with some residue.
That's allowed.
Yeah. Well, it happens. You can't help it.
Were there signs saying no flushing?
Yeah.
Anything?
Yes.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
Because they have
every
to have
time Americans. I'm like, fuck. Okay. Fuck. I'm so glad I didn't have my period.
Do they have bum gun or do they have just like a... Nothing, just like a trash can. They didn't have like one of those guns to shoot water up your ass.
Like a bidet?
Oh, like a bidet? No.
They didn't have a bidet.
Bum gun, though. You know how in
bum
regular
gun,
sinks
that
you,
sounds
you
great.
Can pull the
that
thing with
like
the cord out and like
those always
ooh,
freak
like
me
in
out.
A kitchen sink, but for your butthole?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds like a
I think one of my hotels in England had that. And
really?
I was like, I'm good.
Bum gun. It's great. You really
well,
get in there
that.
Wherever
I would
it
use that as a sex toy.
Depending on how... You would use it as a sex toy. I know you enough to know you would use that as a sex toy. You're absolutely
right. I don't like guys. I got a shooting.
I'll be right back in an hour.
All right. I got two more questions for you guys. Unless there's something you have not said yet about Tulum that you're like, oh, we had to get to that.
No, nothing.
Keep thinking about it in case. One, you got any travel tips in general?
Research the places before you go and know what the excursions are. Know all your options because you could fill your whole trip with excursions. They're cheap. They're always so cheap. I have never been to a foreign country, a country that's not America, and gone on excursions and regretted it. It has always been the biggest bang for my buck. You can get a 13-hour tour day for like $100. That is so worth it. And you immerse yourself in the culture of where you're going. What the fuck is the point to me of going to another country if you're not going to understand, like, how do you live here? What's polite here? What's rude here? Like, I love all that shit.
Oh, that you mean you research or that you're getting on a
that I get on these excursions because you just get a taste of the place.
I remember going to the Coochie Tunnels in Vietnam
tunnels.
Where they like dig underground and fucking pop up and snipe, you know, Americans.
Ooh, Coochie.
And you like walk through them and stuff. It's pretty cool.
Holy shit.
On the way out there, they're like, hey, just so you guys know, we don't hate Americans anymore. We hate Chinese now. Oh, good to know. Oh, really?
Good to know. Thanks for the update.
You've been allies for us for a long time. You're totally cool. So don't worry about that. And you're like, oh, now I know from an excursion.
Yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
I think you want to do a half plan, half play it by ear. That's my favorite way to do it, because you want to go in knowing like this is like a restaurant I have to go to. This is a site I have to see. This is an experience I have to have. But then for the other half of it, like I've gone on vacations that were too planned out where I didn't have any time to explore. And I think that's also a misstep because you want to be able to just have a day where you just wander around and you float into this shop and then you eat something from here and then you eat something from here. You ask somebody, you see a lot of locals going into a place, you go there.
Right. So if somebody's like, hey, there's this like festival in the next town over, you want to go, like, I can't, I have reservations at this place and we're supposed to go to this. You want to be able to go.
Freedom to roam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I have a couple things to do. I like that. And then a couple days of like.
And also if the hotel has a bike. Get the bike. It's always free. And that's the best way to just go at your own leisurely pace and just see what the fuck is out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like ask a lot of questions and just be like, if you're on an excursion, especially if there's not a lot of other people with you and you're more interested in something else. So like I'm really interested in animals. So I would just ask a lot of questions about animals and usually they'll tailor the excursion to what you like, because these people know everything.
Yeah.
And so if they start to get a sense of what you like, they'll cater it more because they're excited to share their knowledge. And also they're excited to not do the same stupid tour every single time.
Yeah. Also, don't get money out of the ATMs there. The exchange rate will...
Really?
Oh, that's true. Yeah. We didn't have enough money. We didn't exchange enough money in the airport. Yeah. And we would exchange
the place to do it.
The airport.
Oh, like
the cheapest rate.
Kind of thing.
They're
it's
not
like
trying to fuck you. You know you're not desperate. Like, you need this money now because you have to pay for that dinner in the restaurant.
Can you
next
pay
door.
With credit cards or not really?
You can. Yeah, yeah.
You can. But a lot of these boutiques, they really want you to pay with cash, which I get. So,
so it is
a place where I would bring more cash than like I would bring to London or something.
Yeah. It's just hard getting from your hotel room. Not from the airport to the hotel with a shitload of cash. And you could take out, like, you know, let's just say you're going to America for the first time. You could take with you $60 every time.
Yeah.
But you want $800 in your hotel room. But, like, that trip from the airport to the hotel room is like, fuck, I got too much money on me.
Right.
Those are good travel tips, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, get money. Where do you get money? I always try to get a little bit from the ATM, like enough to get me through the first day.
Yeah.
At the airport.
And they accepted American cash, I remember.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of places will accept American money if you ask. They're actually happy. You just have to make sure that you're really good and you get really fast at the exchange rate in your head. Because I think they also like taking American money because we always overpay.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yep.
When we pay American.
Yeah, you gotta do like 100 of theirs is like how much of theirs is $1?
Yeah.
You know, or $10 or whatever, and then the reversal. Just like a number, you're like, oh, it's 2/3 of $10.
Yeah. And also in other countries, you can feel more free to talk to people than you are in America, because people are nice and they're friendly.
So nice.
And they'll like, you'd be like, sit with us, which is something I would never do here. But there it could lead to a fun experience. As long as you're safe, I wouldn't be like, you know, go with this group of strange men.
Yeah.
But, okay, you want us to go to your room?
I guess I wouldn't do that, but we'll see.
That is a cool travel thing, especially non-English speaking countries, because they're like, they're interested in you from just like, where are you from?
Yeah.
Somewhere interesting and different.
Yeah.
We don't get that in New York. Everybody's from everywhere.
Yeah.
But if you're there, they're like, tell me about your place. So
there's
it's
like
just like a fun thing.
Yeah.
And you can allow yourself, I don't know, like you said, to talk to strangers, which you can never do here.
No, you can never do that here.
Nope. You can.
You can.
It's just not going to be met with the same hospitality.
It's probably not going to go as well.
Yeah.
I asked, somebody asked me for the time in LA at the Comedy Store. And I was like, no, dude, I'm good. And he was like, what? And then I thought he was asking for a dime. And then I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, no one asks for the time nowadays.
No.
You said, I'm a pass.
I'm pass on that.
Well, thanks.
Last question, you guys. And don't forget to check out their podcast. Guys, We Fucked. Available every Tuesday.
Every Friday.
Every Friday on everything. Before you fuck, check out Guys, We Fuck.
Yeah.
Fucked in the past. They no longer fuck dudes.
Right.
Where's next on your list? Where do you have like, I always wanted to go there.
Finland.
I'm
trying to go this year.
I'm trying to go to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
I want the red light district. I want the mushrooms. I want the fucking biking. I want the
that's right. They do that. Anne Frank House. One tip, if you ever go there, right below the Anne Frank House in the front is like a cafe. It's only up till 3 p.m. It's like a lunch breakfast place. Two steps down, best grilled cheese I've ever had.
Whoa.
Oh,
find nice. Frank House and then okay. go around. Wherever you see people crying, it's like you're getting closer. Yeah. And then
they're crying
find
over the
that grilled cheese.
Or
yeah. The cheese is a good comfort food, so that's a good spot for it.
It is a good comfort food.
That's a good spot for the Holocaust.
Yeah. Grilled cheese.
Oh, wait, God. Why Finland? Why is that on your mind?
Because I'm going to places based on wildlife, and I also like to alternate hot vacation, snow vacation. Mm. And so I want to go dog sledding and hang out with reindeer.
Cool.
That's specifically why I want to go to Finland.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, I like to all.
Corinne's good at planning.
I had to go Tulum, Costa Rica, and normally I wouldn't go tropical, but you know, hot, beach. But I just had to because of COVID. So I got to do a winter one.
That's great.
Because I really love winter. I love a winter wonderland.
And why Finland, not like Norway or?
I did a little research, and Finland seemed like it was the best choice as far as like a place that is really into wildlife, and honors it, and we'll talk, and people will be knowledgeable about it. Yeah,
can you see the Northern Lights in Finland?
You can, but that's if you go with the warm weather.
Oh, okay.
I have to pick one or the other. So yeah. The Northern Lights is going to be more if I went for the a warm weather Finland vacation.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought it was in the winter time.
Well. No, that's what I think. Because you're outside in those kind of domes.
Yeah.
And so it seemed like I had to pick one or the other. Because even in Costa Rica, it was Rainforest Beach. We ended up traveling, so we went both Rainforest Beach. Rainforest is better, in my opinion. Even though it's pretty chilly. Yeah, it seemed like it was a seasonal choice for Finland.
I want to do vacations surrounded by like weather events or like space events, like a comet.
A meteor shower somewhere?
Yeah, seeing
in
a
the darkest
comet.
Place.
That's you know,
cool.
One of the things that's on my bucket list is going to Kansas and doing a tornado tour and actually going with storm chasers in their fucking van. I'm going to do this next spring. Where you can tour and you can fucking do tornado watches.
What?
And like chase them. Do
what was
storm
that movie
chaser
called?
Terms.
Twister?
Twister.
Yeah.
I fucking loved that
the
movie.
Cow.
I fucking love
cow.
That movie.
Yeah.
Joe. Helen Hunt. What a babe.
Helen Hunt. That was her prime. She was at the best she was at.
Yeah. Helen Hunt and Twister.
That's right, Helen Hunt. It's all over for you.
Yeah. All downhill after that one.
I actually was like, I tried to do two new countries a year, so I'm trying to plan a European tour, and I'm like,
ooh.
I have not been to Helsinki, so I'm like, I'll get Finland.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm like, you gotta schedule it, because I gotta get a country in there.
Yeah, you're very well traveled.
I really wanted to go to Russia, but that's done.
I just did a podcast with Sloss about the same thing. He goes, that's over.
Yeah.
I went, you can't anymore.
Right? You can't, yeah.
Especially as a weed smoker. You're out of your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some places where you're like, okay, you can't even really chew gum here, so I definitely wouldn't recommend smoking weed.
Yeah, he did say everybody smoked weed there.
In Russia?
Yeah, he goes, it's just like, you don't do it out in the streets, but it was like, fine.
Wow.
I think it's just one of those, like in Texas smoking weed, like they're not going to crack down, but they can.
Yeah.
Anyway, those are two good places to go.
Yeah.
Amsterdam is a fun fucking place.
A lot of debauchery. I want debauchery.
Jessica Michelle, we were there with her, and she went to a sex show.
Yeah, it's exactly. I would be in the red light district the whole time.
There's a museum of torture that was pretty fun.
Ooh, sexual torture or like lame
just
torture?
Just torture.
Like Renaissance
like
style.
This like triangle, kind of like one of those, not Machu Picchu, whatever the Mayan ruins. Like,
yeah.
But like real sharp and about the size of like 4 feet, came up to a point, and they make people sit on it naked or their butt on it, and they take their hands and with ropes and they pull it down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Fun.
Yeah.
Oh boy, my
that's stuff from like the Spanish Inquisition that they used in the Saw movies.
Yeah.
Because that's how
they got it all.
That was inspired by the Spanish Inquisition torture. Yeah.
Good job, Spanish Inquisition.
You really covered a lot of ground.
You really live on. Guys, it was great. Thank you.
Thanks
I'm trying to
us.
Think if I want to go to Tulum now. I mean, you painted a picture of a place that doesn't exist.
Yeah,
yeah.
We did. We experienced
no
a place that
there.
No longer exists. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is a very cool, specific, unique thing. It's almost like living in Kabul during like American like colonialism there. And it's like, it's over.
Exactly.
Now.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
But it's like, that's cool.
Never, back to the good old days. We'll never get there.
Yeah.
Make Tulum great again.
Sometimes it's just like you leave a moment in time and you go, that was beautiful and we'll
never
be back.
I'll never recreate that. Exactly. Yeah.
That's how I feel about Israel. I'm like, I went. And I'm never going to go back.
Sometimes dudes or girls will be like that too. We're like, that was such a good like liaison. You know, it was a weekend somewhere with somebody. And then you're like, let's just not.
Yeah, let's just send it off
gonna
right.
We're going to ruin this. Let's just have a great memory of what could have been.
Yeah.
Oh, there's something very zen to that.
Yeah.
Guys, don't forget to subscribe, tell a friend, I don't know, mention to anybody who you think should be on here if they've done some crazy trip, and leave a comment, and tell me your travel stories, and maybe if I do a Patreon, I'll go over your travel stories you leave in the comments, or maybe solo episodes. I don't really know. I'm figuring all this out. Thank you very much for tuning in to You Be Trippin'. Corinne Fisher, Christina Hutchinson, thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
You're Woo. Welcome.
Well, esto es los episodios.
Oh, I don't know. I gotta learn how to say it in Spanish. That was the episode.
Esto es la episodio.
Definitely wrong.
Es primavera. Todos, yeah, ames el primavera.
Fucking goddamn. Almost 800 days on Duolingo, and I still can't bring up basic shit. I gotta get lost. I gotta get integrated. When I'm there, I get better. Guy, anyway, that was the episode, everybody. Thank you, Corinne and Christina. Reach out to them. Let them know you had a good time. Wherever you're listening or watching right now, hit subscribe. I'm trying to get up to 100,000. We already got over 35,000 subscribers on YouTube. From zero to 35,000 in just 2 weeks. These have been fucking great for me. I love doing them. And this one really takes me to a place that no one gets to see. A tourist destination, overcrowded, with no one in it. You must have felt what it was like when the first Australians hit Bali. When, like, just some locals who don't surf. Beers are 20 cents. We can just get gone. Dude, I went there once, and it'll be an episode, but an island next to Bali that I'm not going to say. I don't want to ruin places. You're going to see me start to bleep out specific places because I don't want to. I feel responsible to not ruin a tourist spot. This island next to Bali. Bali's done. Episode coming on that with Mike Cannon at some point. This Australian guy said Bali was getting too crowded. And sure, there were seven of the best 50 surf spots in the world, but it was getting too crowded. And he found an island next to it with cheap. He bought a place cheap and four of the best 50 surf spots in the world. And he went there. Now it's starting to get known too. But he said it's like cheap beers, cheap land. Everyone's cool with you and just surf all day. I mean, that's the kind of shit that Corinne and Christina found. You guys got lucky out there. Those cenotes seem really cool. I wonder if I went, since we did this podcast, I went to the Yucatan. And I wonder if I went to the same Mayan ruins. I'm not going to say which ones I went to, but I'm going to ask them. Those cenotes are all over, by the way. It's when the asteroids, the meteor showers hit. I think it's everywhere there because they have all these exhibits about the dinosaurs. That's where the big one hit. So the Gulf of Mexico, you know what comes up a little bit? That's a hole from a fucking giant asteroid. I'm not sure if that's true, but all the little cenotes are made by little asteroids just pummeling through and hitting the water table. You go to them and it's not like built up. There's a little wooden staircase and then you're just down in this swimming hole. It's badass. If you're ever around that area, find some cenotes. Doesn't have to be the tourist ones. Can be, but you should go by yourself. Ask your driver, like, take me to not the best one. Take me to where no one is. And he'll know one, for sure. That's my tip. Today's episode is produced by Your Mom's House Network and expertly edited by Garrett Nickel. Thanks, Nick Dogg. Don't forget, I will be April 26th and 27th in Washington, D.C., taping my new hour-long stand-up comedy special. I don't tell you the name yet, but I have the name. It's from a bit. Get tickets right now at arishafir.com/tour. Washington, D.C., the Capitol turnaround, April 26th and 27th. I'll also be in Halifax tonight, April 11th. Second show at it, first show sold out. Ottawa sold out on the 12th. Rutland, Vermont, 413 at the Paramount. Huntington, Long Island, 414 at their Paramount. Austin, Texas, 420 at their Paramount. Tapings, storytelling shows, May 9th and 10th in Los Angeles. Dude, those are going to be a fucking blast. Netflix is a joke festival. Everyone's in town. Secret lineup. It'll be definitely some names you know, and definitely some fucking killers you don't. These are unrecorded because we get fucking dark for these. And it's wild. If you've never been to a live one of these, it's a small venue. Get tickets now because it's going. It's intimate. Oh, they're so fun. They're so fucking fun. Right at the Comedy Store. And that's it. And then Australia. Melbourne, May 17th, 18th. 18th is sold out. Adelaide, May 24th. Canberra, May 25th. Brisbane, May 31st. Sydney, June 1st. And then that's it. And I'm done until fucking 2025. Just doing spots around New York, and that's it. Just spots. No shows. Gonna write a new hour. Casually. Not rushing to get back on the road and charge you guys too high a price for a show that's not that good. Every time a comic goes on the road, 90% of them, they're not giving you a fucking good show right after their special. Take some time, write a new hour, comics, write a new hour, and then go on the road. Give them something good. Or do what Segura does and do some fucking workout shows at clubs where he barely charges you anything and you're lucky to see him in a small environment.
Yeah, that's right. Tom Segura is my new overlord. And he made me say that. And if he's in the fucking theaters, you can guarantee that it's a good hour. And when he's at the club, it's not as good, but he's not charging as much. I guess that's it. Hasta semana después. That's not right. That's definitely not right. I gotta do one in Australia too. Maybe Nick Cody. Dude, let's do one somewhere iconic. Where's iconic in Melbourne that we can record one of these? Outside or inside at some weird spot. Maybe the Melbourne Cricket Grounds? That won't pick up. Sydney Opera House, bro. Sydney Opera House. Let's do one in front of there. I'm definitely going to start doing these in some weird spots when I'm traveling. I'm going to add that to this. I like shooting in front of weird spots, so that will happen. That's it. Hasta semana después. Adiós to todos los chicos y chicas, niños y niñas, hombres y mujeres. Te amo todos. Damn, my Spanish sucks. Es primavera. Ciao, everybody. Hasta luego. Subscribo para para el video. Such a dork. El dorco. Ciao.